I'd like to give you a proper welcome. My name's Melissa. I'm the Youth and Children's Minister here at Christchurch Wokingham. It's great to see you here. It's great to have you online. Hopefully you can see me, but I can't see you. But isn't it great to be together with a mix of physical and online? We're going to look at Psalm 47 today. That's what Julian's going to be preaching on. And just some verses from the psalm. Verse 1 says, "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy." And then verses 6 and 7, "Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise." Well, the call is to praise God. We can't do that with singing at the moment, but we can clap, we can raise our hands, we can mouth the words, we can praise through them as Ian sings. Whatever we do, we know that our God is worthy of praise, and that's what we come together to do. We come together to praise and give him glory. And the words of our first song pick up on that. So before Ian sings to us, let's just pray together. Father, we thank you that you are a God worthy of praise. You are the King of all the earth. Thank you that we can come together this morning to encourage one another with these words and to bring our praise and our worship before you. And we pray that we would do that in our hearts, that we would lift up our voices to you from our hearts, and we would praise you for all that you have done. Amen. So let's stand for the first song, and Ian's going to sing for us. Well, we've just heard, haven't we, that God is a holy God. He is the one who commands everything and it obeys. He is the one who has power above all others, power to raise the dead. He's the one who outshines the sun. And he's a holy God. He is perfect. And that reminds us that we are not. We are not holy and perfect like him. In fact, we are sinful. Another verse from Psalm we're going to look at today. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. He is the Holy One. And so we are going to join together in a time of confession where we say sorry for those times when we have let God down, those times that we have sinned. The words of the confession say those times where we've been selfish or greedy, where we've had bad tempers or said angry words. Maybe you can remember a time this week, maybe even this morning on the way to church. So let's say the words of the confession together. They're on your service sheets. And the words in bold we'll say together, and then I will fill in the other bits. So let's say together, "Our Father in heaven, we have sinned against you. We have disobeyed and ignored you. Please forgive us the wrongs we have done, for being selfish and greedy, for bad temper and angry words. We are sorry. For hurting others, for lies we have told, for things we have stolen, for the wrong in our hearts. We are sorry. For not trying to please you, for not helping others. We are sorry. Please forgive us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sin. Help us to live lives which please you. Amen." Well, God is holy, and he promises that he will forgive us when we say sorry to him. And so we know that we are forgiven, that we stand before him. When he looks at us, he sees Jesus. Isn't that wonderful news? Why don't we pray and thank him for that? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, that you are perfect in all that you do, in all that you are. And we're sorry that we're not, sorry that we sin. But we thank you that in your holiness and in your love, you sent Jesus to die for us so that we could be forgiven for those wrong things that we do. Please help us to live holy lives which please you, with the help of your Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to pray together now. Helen's going to come and lead us in our prayers.
I'm going to lead us in prayer, and at the end of my prayers, please will you join with me to say the Lord's Prayer, which you'll find printed on your service sheet. Shall we pray? Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and kindness to us. Thank you for sustaining our church during this difficult time and for allowing us to meet again in person. We thank you for the people who are working on the risk assessments to keep us safe and the technology to allow us to meet together and stream the service for those unable to join us here at St. Crispin's. We pray for wisdom as we plan to move to meeting inside and to recommence children and youth work. We pray for our children and our young people as they anticipate returning to school and university after such a long break. We remember Alex as he will be starting university for the first time, and Hannah as she has a gap year working with the under 18s in a church in Northern Ireland. We pray for those among us who are unwell. We particularly think of Ruth and Hamilton and Becky and the girls. Also, we remember Roger and Tricia as Roger waits for his hip replacement operation. Please, Lord, comfort and strengthen them in these difficult times. We pray for Mark and Sylvia and the family as they return from Spain on Tuesday. Please bring them back home safely and be with them as they will need to quarantine for 14 days on return. We pray that they will feel refreshed after their time away. We give great thanks for Melissa and all the work that she has done this summer to support our church. Please bless her and give her a restful time as she takes some holiday next week. We continue to pray for our world and for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. We pray particularly for Brazil and India, where the infection rate is increasing and more people are suffering. We thank you that you are in control despite what we see around us. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Well, before Julian comes to speak to us, we're going to read the passage together. So it's Psalm 47. And if you're younger, maybe listen out for how many times the psalmist mentions the word God. It's in there a lot of times in the passage. And if you're slightly older, then maybe you can have a look through the passage in the Bible and see if the psalmist uses any other names for God. So have a look for that and have a listen as Andrew comes and reads to us.
You might also notice there's a whole number of things in this psalm that we can't presently do. But Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to joy with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
to be here, and especially good to be opening God's word together. So let's pray as we look at Psalm 47. Our Father, as we look at this psalm, we pray that you would help us to hear and listen to your, and we pray you'd help us to respond with the obedience that comes from faith. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. To applaud. Or maybe you think of a sporting performance. This makes me think of Wimbledon. Maybe the end of a really long rally where the players have been running all over the court, and then eventually someone hits a brilliant winner and the crowd erupts with applause. Well, this year we've had something a little bit different, haven't we? We had the clap for carers. You remember that? It happened every Thursday evening, 8 o'clock. People would head outside their front doors and they would applaud, giving thanks to the NHS and other care workers, sort of saying how it's fantastic the work that you do. Thank you for what you do. And it was quite something, wasn't it? And I imagine that many of us took part in that. And there was a certain expectation, in fact, that we should. It was good for us to join in the applause. Well, actually, that is what is going on in Psalm 47. People are being called to join in with a great applause. But the expectation is far greater and goes far wider. Psalm 47 calls all people everywhere to join in the praise and applause of their exalted King. And that's our first point. Give praise to your exalted King. Look again at verse 1. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. All the people of the world are called to put their hands together. People from every nation are being called to living God. Why? Well, because of what he's like and who he is in relation to them. Do you notice how the psalm keeps describing God as lifted up above everyone? See verse 2, he's the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. Verse 5, he has ascended. He is a high God, and that high position speaks of his authority over all. He is the great King over all the earth. Verse 7, he is the King of all the earth. Verse 8, he reigns over the nations, God on his holy throne. So the throne of God, who reigns over all, and it calls us, therefore, to win the applause. But to be clear, we're not just acknowledging his greatness, though he is very great. We're our King. He has the right to reign over us. Now, there's a really good example in the Old Testament of people applauding in that way. It's from the great story of Joash, the boy king. Do you know that story from 2 Kings 11? As soon as he was born, Joash was in great danger because of a woman called Athaliah. She was the mother of the previous king. And when her son died, she tried to murder all the heirs to the throne in order to take power for herself. But Joash escaped, or someone helped this little baby. They kept him hidden in the temple with his nurse. He hid there for 6 years while Athaliah, this wicked queen, reigned. But then when he was 7 years old, a priest, Jehoiada, he organized lots of guards to surround and protect the temple. And then he brought out this young boy, this seven-year-old Joash, and he put the crown on his head and he proclaimed him as king. And we read these words. They anointed him and the people clapped their hands and they shouted, "Long live the king." You can hear the echo of Psalm 47:1, can't you? But you see what they're doing? They're saying, he is our rightful king, despite other rivals to the throne. He's the one God has chosen to reign over us. They're proclaiming their loyalty to the one God has chosen. And this takes us really to the heart of the Christian message, because the gospel, the message about Jesus, is a proclamation that Jesus is Lord. He is the one God has enthroned as his king. And for that reason, the church has traditionally use this psalm on Ascension Day, the day we remember how Jesus, after his resurrection, ascended to be enthroned at the right hand of the Father. And we can see how Jesus fulfills this psalm clearly, can't we? Verse 2, Jesus is Lord Most High. Verse 5, he is greatly exalted. And therefore, the challenge of this psalm carries over to us. It asks us, will we join in the applause? Will we give Jesus our loyalty and praise him as our King? Now, the things that we praise say a lot about us, don't we? If you tell me the things that get you on your feet, clapping and cheering, you know, what matters to you, what you admire, what excites you, where your loyalties are. You know, maybe you're the kind of person who's a bit more restrained about how you express your praise, but the objects of your admiration and loyalty will still be there. Well, whatever it is, the demands our praise, because he is above all, and that is our ascended King, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's the question: will we join in? Not simply saying God is great, not simply saying, oh, Jesus, he's amazing, I like Jesus, but acknowledge him over us. That's the call of this psalm. Give praise to your exalted King. But one of the great things about the Bible is it doesn't just tell us what to do. It gives us great reasons for doing it. And so this psalm gives us good reasons why we should praise our King, why he's worthy of our praise and devotion. We see two reasons here. The first looks back and says, see his faithfulness to his people. You see, God had this amazing relationship with the nation of Israel. There was nothing about them that was special than any other nation, but God had chosen Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'd set his love upon them to belong, and he blessed them, and he bring them to himself, to the land he promised. Now, there were times when completely impossible, when they completely turned away from faithful to his promises. And verses 3 to pick up a lot of that story. Israel entered the promised land and faced various hostile nations, which three nations under us, peoples at our feet. He chose our inheritance. Shouts of joy. The Lord is saying, victory to us over far mightier than the land inherited 2 years before. God's choice gave David when he's crowned, and he brings the armor, that great symbol of God's capital, Jerusalem. And when that happens, we're told they brought lots of joy and the sound of it. So pointing about God's faithfulness to his people is a message we can proclaim. It's one that's today, because in Jesus Christ we meet a God who is always faithful. Is there anything special about you or me or any other? It's because God has been faithful to us. He has graciously set his love upon us to belong to him. He's pledged himself to us. We see his love for us chiefly on the cross, don't we? There we see how he laid down his life for us all. And we experience his faithfulness in his gospel promises. He promised to forgive us always. He's with us, and he'll never leave us. And he's promised that we have future inheritance with him. See, the church, any church should be an advert for us. When people look at the church, they should see a people to whom God has been faithful, and therefore a people who know that they're loved, who know they're in hands, who know they're never alone, and know their future is certain, not because of anything themselves, but purely because of God's faith. So it'd be good for us to reflect on how we can tell that story, wouldn't it? Think of the ways, maybe reflect on the ways our lives tell that story. Think of the ways that God has been faithful to you. Maybe hard, but that's what it's really about, isn't it? God's faithfulness. Message to pass on, to encourage one, or for everyone, the best things they talk to Chris about their experience of God, especially if they've been through hard times. Because again and again, you'll hear the same story. Well, it was really hard, but God was faithful. And as Christians, we're ready to tell that story. Pray for opportunities to tell that story. So there's the first reason to give praise to your exalted King because of his faithfulness to his people. Now, before we get to the second reason, there's an appeal for us to join in praise, albeit one that's a bit frustrating at the moment. Sing praises to our earth, sing to him, psalm of praise. But we think, one of the great frustrations is that we can't sing. And why is it frustrating? It's a song in our hearts because God has been so good to us. We have a song to sing. So if you find it strange or it makes you sad, can't sing, well, in a way, that's a good thing. It means you know why you're. But again, call for us to be people who praise God. And not just us, but all people. Everyone is being called to join in the praise to the living on the throne, the exalted one. And that brings us to the second reason for praising him, because it involves looking forward this time. See God blessing the nations. See God blessing the nations. So we've already seen God's special love for his people, but now we see how that just extends to all the ends, except the scope of his plans extends to all. God reigns over the nation. God is fully throned. The noble nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth, God is greatly exalted. Amazing is the whole world, isn't it? It takes us back to the promises that God first made to Abraham. Because although Abraham family made him into a nation, he also be blessed through him. That only occasion in the lives of some people. Whoever they are, Jew or Gentile, whoever they are, wherever they are, anyone who puts their faith in him will inherit the blessings that were promised to Abraham, receiving all the blessings of salvation. If you look at verse Jesus, the love of God. In those revelation, it says, blood, you purchase for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. The psalm points us ahead to that wonderful vision of the new heavens and a new earth, to see how God's saving plans extend to all people. And actually, I guess that nearly all of us are Gentiles. So we can all praise God that he has extended his saving mercies to us. But the psalm should also give us a fresh enthusiasm for God's mission to all people, which we often lack, don't we? We often lack that enthusiasm. You know, involved in I don't know, talking to others about Jesus or evangelism. Awkward. You know, we can act like the gospel is the thing that anyone wants in a way to experience. Words like this come out, probably, you know, thinking about the Bible, you know, with no enthusiasm at all. And the psalm wakes up to what wonderful news we have to proclaim. John Piper puts it really well. He says, if it's true that God created the world, that he would receive glad hardship from all the peoples of the world, their mission is the summoning of people to be. This is a happy enterprise. Yes, it's true with spring and disappointment where many say no to the invitation, but what a privilege to announce to the nations the best news in the world. What an honor to summon people to joy. And that's Psalm 47. It calls all people to find joy in praising our God, to join the applause to our exalted King, the one who is on the throne. So let's do that. Let's join in with cries of joy, praising him above all, giving glory to the one who's so faithful to us. And then let's be glad and pray God would help us call others to join in too, to praise him, so that they might know the joy of his salvation and that all the glory would go to him. Well, let's pray that God would help us to do. Heavenly Father, we praise you so much, risen Lord and Saviour. You help us to see him more clearly in all his glory, that we might praise him as we should. We thank you for your love and faithfulness to us, that you have been faithful. And we praise you for the gospel that is good news for all people. So please would you make us joyful witnesses to Jesus, that you might graciously draw others to find every blessing and great joy in him. For we ask his name. Amen.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the seas. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He made Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is thrown king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. So many reasons there to praise the Lord, the power that he shows. Why don't we pray as we finish? Clap your hands with cry. For all that you have done for us, what you have done in our lives, what you have done in Jesus. And would we find even more reasons to show those that don't yet know you. Please help us, we go out, help us to out praising and glory to you.